Good morning, dear friends around the world. In today's meditation, I'd like to begin with a bit of history. On April 12, 1633, Chief Inquisitor Father Vincenzo, appointed by Pope Urban VIII, began the Inquisition of a physicist and astronomer by the name of Galileo. Galileo was ordered to turn himself into the Holy Office to begin trial for holding the belief that the Earth revolves around the Sun, which was deemed heretical by the Church. Standard practice demanded that the accused be imprisoned and secluded during the trial. And this was the second time Galileo was in the hot seat for refusing to accept church orthodoxy, that the earth was the immovable center of the universe. In 1616, he had been forbidden from holding and defending his beliefs. In this 1633 interrogation, even though Galileo denied he held belief in the Copernican view, the earth revolves around the sun, he continued to write about the issue and evidence as a means of discussion rather than belief. The church knew that the sun moved around the earth, which was an absolute fact of scripture that could not be disputed. By the way, this was the church's doctrine, despite the fact that scientists had known for centuries that the earth was not the center of the universe. This time, Galileo's technical argument didn't win the day. On June 22, 1633, the church handed down the following order: "We pronounce, judge, and declare that you, the said Galileo, has rendered yourself vehemently suspected by this holy office of heresy. That is, of having believed and held the doctrine, which is false and contrary to the holy and divine scriptures, that the sun is the center of the world, and that it does not move from east to west, and that the earth does move and is not the center of the world." Along with the order came the following penalty: "We order that by a public edict, the Book of Dialogues of Galileo be prohibited, and we condemn thee to the prison of this holy office during our will and pleasure. And as a salutary penance, we enjoin on thee that for the space of 3 years thou shalt recite once a week the 7 penitential psalms." Galileo agreed not to teach the heresy anymore and spent the rest of his life under house arrest. It took more than 300 years for the church to admit that Galileo was right and to clear his name of heresy. In this meditation, it's easy to condemn the church's behavior, isn't it? Let's move away from that and look inward. Let's move away from your judgments and nurture your curiosity. How might you nurture this curiosity within? Well, in this particular example, you might decide to become an advocate for the church's actions. No, you won't have to believe the earth is flat or it's the center of the universe. All I'm suggesting is that you look at this bit of history from a point of view other than your own. You don't need to compromise your own sense about things. I'm challenging you to let go of your judgments and your condemnation and ask yourself the question, why would they do such a thing? And that really is a question. You might need to do some research to find the answer to this question. And if or when you do, maybe your judgments, maybe your condemnations of their actions won't be quite so strong. Maybe you'll even begin to understand why they did such a foolish thing. So let's close this thought by meditating on how you can become more curious in your relationship with others. Maybe think about people in your life with whom you'd classify as difficult. What might you do to build a bridge between you and them?